Rosh Hashanah brought lo avodah me'avaseinu b'mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, that's when in Mitzrayim the Yidden stop working. Rashi says, brought lo avodah me'avaseinu, shisha chadosh m'knei gulosom posak hashibut. 6 months before they went out freed, they started to stop working. So in other words, they went out free in Nisan, so they stopped working on Rosh Hashanah. The Nisan Nigalu, but on Nisan they went out of Mitzrayim. The Tishrei Asibu Nigoyim, and Mitzvah Hashem Mashiach will come in Tishrei. But this is Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Yeshua says no, that the Nisan Nigoyim, the world was created in Nisan. And the Nisan, all the others, the others were created, were born on Nisan. The Nisan, Nesu others, they were Nes also in Nisan. The Pesach, Melad Yitzchak, that they're both made it to. And Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Rosh Hashanah, Nifkad, the soul of Rachel Bachana. The rest of them asked him to this. Because Rachel remembered them and gave them the schus to ever become pregnant. Rosh Hashanah, Yotza, Yosim, the Beis Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah, Yosef went free from the Beis Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah, Botla, Avredim, Avasayna, Ben Mitzrayim, also. 6 months before they went out, so on Rosh Hashanah, on Tishrei, that's when the Yidden stopped working in Mitzrayim. And the Nisan Nigalu, and the Nisan, they went out of Mitzrayim. And Rabbi Yeshua holds that the Nisan Asidim Ligoyal, and Mitzvah Shem Mashiach will also come, the Gula Shleimah will come, also in Nisan. Moshe Tanya, Rabbi Lezer holds his sheet there is, that Rabbi Lezer we had before holds that the world was created on Tishrei. Now the Brisa says Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Leimah, Minayin Shabbatishrei Nivroelim. How do I know this? That in Tishrei the world was created. Shenem what the prophet says in Bereishis. Vayomer Elokim Tad Sheyoretz Desha Eisev Mazriya Zera Eitz Peri. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu told now by the Bria Salem the whole world should be covered up with grass, and there should be a tree Eitz Peri. The tree itself was full of fruits. So Reb Lezer holds like this: Eizel Chodesh, which month of the year Sheyoretz Moitzia Dishoyim. That the ground is like full of grass, the Elon Mole Paris, and the tree are full of fruits. Have Yomaz at Tishrei. That's at the end of the season, the end of the summer, Tishrei, that's when the trees are full of fruits. That's when the earth is Neschas, like Rashi says, to Neschas, to establish the Rishayim. The ground is already fully grown, full of grass. So that's in Tishrei. The Yosia Perik, that time of the year, is Man Revia. It's a Zman when you need Geshem, you need rain. Tishrei, that's the time when the rain season starts. And therefore, v'yod v'gishamim v'tzimchay. Therefore, at that time, right away after Bria Salem started to rain, and things started to grow. Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'eid yalim in oretz. And like the cloud came up from the oretz. And from that came down water and was mashgir the oretz. This is like a proof that the Bria Salem took place on Tishrei. Rashi says, v'yos, this is a proof that the world was created in Tishrei. The Tishrei Zman Revi'i. And Tishrei, that's the Zman of having to have Geshem. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We have Yeshua Leimah, he dashed in the same Tzukim, a little bit different. Minayin, how do I know Shabbanisan Nivroelam, that the world was created in Nisan? Shenema, the prophet says, when it says what the ground usually did, it says the ground brought forth. So Rashi says doesn't say it was already full of grass. It says it started to grow now. By Bria Salem, that was the time when things started to grow. North of the Pesach says the eighth oisepri. Rashi, the late eighth pre gum. It doesn't say that the trees had fruits already. It was a man now when it started to give more fruit. So, Rabbi Yeshua holds, Eizel Chodesh, which month, Sheoretz Malaya Deshoyim, that the ground is starting to come full of grass, Vilan Maitzi Peris, and the trees start to give off their fruits, Heviyom is then Nisan. This is Nisan. Now, the Yosef Peris, the proof of this is, at this time of Nisan, that is the man, Behema V'chayiv Yayf, Shem is Davgin Ze'et Ozeh. This is the time when the animals that come together become pregnant. And arrive on this, as the Pesach in Tehillim says, we have before, Shenemar, Rav Shukar Matzayim. And like the Bach says, this Pesach is talking about Bria Salem. To say Bria Salem, that was the time when the animals get together, become pregnant. And we know animals become pregnant in Nisan. There's a proof to Rabbi Yeshua that the world was created first in Nisan. For the more vidach nam yaksiv eight oisafru, what does Rebbe do? Aye, the Pasuk says that the trees first gave off like the beginning of fruits. So it wasn't Tishrei, it was Nisan. Now the more who le bracha l'derus who this is. The Pasuk means to say, I'm giving you bracha now of the derus for future generations also, kisay that the trees will give off fruits. But right now, by Bria Sam Rebbe holds the world was created on Tishrei. And all the fruits were finished already on the tree. So if there's a bracha dovel of that for next year, then again you'll have fruits. So the Mavida, according to Rabbi Yeshua Tshver, Nami Yoksiv 8 Pri, plus it also says 8 Pri, and tomorrow who could Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi? That goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. So 8 Pri, it's mashma that the fruits were already finished already on the tree, so it can't be Nisim had to be a Tishrei. So Mavida says, no, that goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, called Maisa Bracious, Lekoimosa Nivru, Ledaita Nivru, Litziv Yonim Nivru. What was created the first day in the Bria Salem, it was created finished. In other words, it was created Trashi. Lekoimosa Nivru is created the right height. Fahainu 8 Pri, that was the means 8 Pri. Royu Hoyu Litzim Pri Miyad. The tree, it was able to give fruits right away. And the Daitam She'elam Im Chaitim Liboros Remuhim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked them, do you want to be created? And they said yes. So B'Shas Bria Sodom was all created, like finished already, and B'Tzivyon Rashi B'Tam, Echad V'Echad B'Tfus Kol Echad. Each paver like has its own taste, and each one has its own form. One doesn't taste, one doesn't have the same form as the other one. So everything was created, finished. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'Yechulu HaShemayim V'Ot V'Chol Tzivon. Al Tikri Tzivon El Tzivyonim. That everything was created, finished. So the kids said, this is the Machlokes Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua, if the world was first created in Tishrei, or the world was first created during Nisan. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph. Tanya, a few lines down. No, 5 lines down. Tanya, Reb Elazar Vayner. Minayin Shebet Tishrei Nivroilim. This is Reb Elazar Shita. That he holds the world was created on Tishrei. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim, Tadsha Yoret Desha, the earth should give off like a lot of grass. Esav Mazriya, there a lot of grass should be with seeds there. And eighth pri. The tree should have an eighth, the tree should have a pri. So we dashin like this. Ezel Chodesh, which month is it? Sheoret Moitzia Deshoyim, that the earth, like it's full of grass. The Elon Moli Paris, and the tree is also full of fruit. When is it already full of fruit? Have Yom Azet Tishrei. That's at the end of the summer Tishrei. That's the time when the tree is full of fruits. The Yoseh Perik, and that time of the year is Man Revi Hoysam. That was the time of the year when you need rain. At the end of Tishrei, that's the rainy season, and that's why right away, right after Bria Fel, the Pasuk says Vayel Degeshom Nivetimchu. And then the Pasuk, but right away, Geshem, rain came down, the Tzimcha started to grow. Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'yeg Yala Minoritz, that the cloud went up and it came down to rain. That's Reb Elazar's Raya, that when the world was created, it was Tishrei time. That was a time when the fruits were already fully grown and needed rain. We had Yeshua, and Yeshua Shitra is no. That Minayin Sheben Nisan Nivroilam. If Yeshua holds no, the world was created in Nisan. How do you know that? Shinema, the Pasuk says, same Pasuk in Gracious. Another pasuk, Ba'atayitza Yoret Desha, the earth gave forth grass, Esa Mazriya Zeret, had seeds in it, the eighth, but the tree, Oisa Pri, it doesn't say it was finished already, it just said the tree started to like make fruits. So it says like this, Rabbi Yeshua, Ezel Chodesh, which month is it? Sho'aretz Malaya Deshoyim, true, the ground is full of grass. In other words, or else, the Bach says, Sho'aretz Moitzia Deshoyim, and this is the time now that the ground is starting to give off its grass. The Elon Moitzi Paris, and this is the time when the trees start to give off its Paris. Have Yom Ezeh Nisan, I'll tell you this is Nisan. Nisan is the time when the trees start to give off its fruits. So that's when that's the way it was by Bria Solem. The Yosef Perik, and that time of the year, Nisan time, Zeman Behemah V'chayiv Yoif, Shem Ezdavgin Zeyat Ozeh. That's the time of the year when the Chayiv V'Yoif, they live together. That the animals come together to become pregnant. So that happens Nisan time. Now bring your proof that the Bria Salem also took place in Nisan, because the Pasuk Natilim, Shinem, the Pasuk says, Love Shu Karam Atzoyim. That's the time when the Tzoyim became pregnant, and the next Tzuk Mamashmet talking about Bria Salem.
This pasuk, like the Bach says, the Bach and Dalit says, Lois Korim, Nimsabenas, the Gambria Serlam Tziv, the Tziv Liel Minei, Mechin Horim Bekoichai. So since the Pesuk is now talking about the Bria Selim when Hashem created the world, and it says that time was Lov Shekor Matzoim. That was the time when the sheep was pregnant. So you see, the Bria Selim took place at a time of the year when the animals become pregnant, which is Nisan. This is the Machlekes, famous Machlekes, Reb Lezer and Yebeshua. If the world was created in Tishrei, that's Reb Lezer Shita, and Reb Yeshua Shita says, no, the world was created in Nisan. The Mar Vidach Nami Yoksid Eitz Oyster Free. I, what does Rebbe Lezer do? The pasuk says not that the trees had fruit already. It says the trees are just going to make fruit at the beginning of the season, like in Nisan time. So Gemara says, "Ahu lebrach ledarisu." Now that was a bracha for next year. Now Rebbe Lezer, all the world was created in Tishrei. All the fruits were grown on the tree already. Now that the pasuk says "Eitz Oyster Free," that the bracha next year also these trees will give more fruits. I, v'idach Rebbe Yeshua. Nami Yoksid 8-3, either Pasuk is Mashma, the fruits were finished already. 8-3, the tree had fully grown all its fruits. Mashma was Tishrei time. So where it says, no, who could Rebbe Shua ben Levi? The Rebbe Shua ben Levi called Maisa Bracious, Le Koimos, the Koimos and Nivro. Whoever was created the first day of Bria Solom was created at full height. Le Daitam Nivro was created with its own will. And Rashi says, they asked them, do you want to be born or not? Created, and they said yes. And Le Tsubyonim Nivro, they look nice. They were completely finished. Shinema the Pasuk says, Vayichulu Hashemayim Boretz, Vechol Tzvom, Izal Tikri Tzvom, Esos, Rather Ele Tzvyonim. It was completely finished, it looked nice, each one was completely grown. So in other words, even though Taka was Nisan time, according to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created Nisan time, but still it was a special bracha that when the fruits were created, they were created fully. They were created fully grown, Vedaitim and Tzvyonim, each one looked nice. Rashi says, B'tzivyon Rashi says, V'tam, kol echod v'yechod. Each one had its own taste. Or was first kol echod v'yechod, the Bach says. Whereas every fruit tastes different, no two fruit taste alike, and no two fruit look alike. Everyone has its own defust and look differently. That's the way it was created. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Lezer, Oimer, minayin sheva tishrei, that's the first machlekes. That Rebbe Lezer says the world was created in Tishrei, he has plukken from a tashayoritz, and Rebbe Yeshua says no, the world was created in Nisan. Now, right before Rebbe Lezer said, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, minayin sheba Tishrei no du ovis. How do I know to say that the ovis, say Avraham and Yaakov, were born on Tishrei? In other words, they both told the ovis were born at the same month the world was created. So according to Rebbe Lezer, the world was created in Tishrei, so Avraham and Yaakov were also created in Tishrei. How does he know that? She number is a pasuk in Malachim that says, Vayakilu el Melech Shloimo Kol Ish Yisrael V'Yeruch Ha'isonim V'Chag. They put everybody together the month of Ha'isonim, means of the strong people, which means like the others, Avram and Yaakov, and V'Chag, we're talking about the month that has Sukkot in it, which is Tishrei. So Mashma, this is the month that the Ha'isonim, Avram and Yaakov, were born, is in Tishrei. Yeah, V'Yeruch Ha'isonim means V'Chag, it means V'Yeruch Shelo Debo Ha'isonim Yerlam. As a blessed Darshan, this is the month that the Esonah, the strong people of the world, the others, were born. For the Gemara, my Mashma, how do I know the high Eson, Lishno that Kifu? How do I know that the word Eson means something strong? Like here was saying, the world was created like the Schus Avram and Yaakov. They're the strength of the world. The Pasuk says, Eson Mashavecha. This is the strength of your sitting. You see, Eson is Lashon of your strength. They have also that Bachodesh, the year of Esonim, means the month that the strong people were born, Avram and Yaakov. The Yom of the Pasuk says, Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem. The Horim should hear Esriv Hashem. And it says, Riv Hashem Vuhei Sonim Moistli Yorit. And the Esonim, the strong people, they are the foundation of the world. So Rashi says, The Yom of the Pasuk says, Shimu Horim Esriv Hashem Vuhei Sonim. Alma Heim Esonim. The strong people, Heim Horim. And they're also the mountains. Now the Ashkechon, we found in the Nekro of Esorim. We found another place that the fathers of Ram and Yaakov are called mountains. Shenema medala gelohorim, v'dilig es haketz bishvilohorim. That because Baruch Hu skipped over, was coming near the ketz, he skipped over the ketz bishvil of the yovis. So kids, you see, a sonim here goes on the yovis, and therefore the yovis, it says, with the chodesh achag, is the yerech esonim b'chag. It's the month of the esonim in Sukkot time, which is Tishrei. Yeah, another pasuk says, "Kol dodi hini zobo medaleg alahorim makapet ala gvoyis." That means medaleg alahorim beschosovis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu skipped over the mountains beschos of the yovis, and makapet ala gvoyis beschosimoyis. Skit is talking about the yovis and the moyis, and it says the chodesh of chag, which is Tishrei. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, Rabbi Yeshua holds no. That minayin, how do I know shebenisin noldu ovis? As according to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, the world was created in Nisin, and vice versa, the ovis also, since the schus of the ovis, the world was created, it goes in place that they should have been born in the same month that the world was created. As if to show us the schus of the ovis, the worlds exist. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the world was created in Nisin, therefore Avraham and Yaakov was also born in Nisin. How does he know this? Shenamar Apostolic says, Vayihi ba'ashmeinim shona. It was 80 years. The Arba Meya shona. 480 years. Let's say B'nai Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after the B'nai Yisrael left Eretz Mitzrayim. Ba'ashona Horevis. It was the fourth year. Ba'achodesh Ziv. In the Chodesh of Ziv, which is Irhu. The Yerech Shonoldu Boy Ziyus Noi Oilam. I mean, this is the month that was born. This used to mean the pleasure, the beauty of the world, which means the Ovis. So Rashi says, Shenoldu boy Zeyusnei Oilam, Shenizchadesh, Shenizchadesh Ir. Kishenizchadesh Ir, when it came to Shchadesh Ir, Noldu Kfar B'Nisin. That's Wamsha. As even though according to Rabbi Yeshua was saying the world was created in Nisin, and therefore the Ovis were also born in Nisin. Here it's Marshm Ir the next month. So that's what Rashi answers. The positive means that when it came already, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Ovis were already born in Nisan. In Nami, another Pshat Rashi says, that Zimnin, sometimes the Nisan, the Tkufa, Nimshach, Batech Iyar, Shalavona. Sometimes the Tkufa of Nisan goes into Chodesh Iyar. So really, after Tkufa from Nisan, that's when the Ovis were born. At least Avraham and Yaakov. For the Gemara, V'idach, Nami, Yoksev, V'yarech, Chaisonim, Ayat Takash, according to Rabbi Yeshua, how could he say the Ovis were born in Nisan? I, the Postit says, B'yarech ha'isonim b'chag. Mashma ha'isonim, the Ovis were born in Tishrei. And the Gemara, not B'yarech ha'isonim means the strength. It doesn't mean the strength of the Ovis. Ha'bohosom, the chief of the mitzvahs. It means the Chodesh of Tishrei is a very strong month that there are a lot of mitzvahs involved there. Like Rashi says, Tetoke b'mitzvahs. Shofar, Yom Kippur, V'sukkah, Lulav, V'yarovah, V'nischamayim. This is a month that we have a lot of mitzvahs. This is our strong month with all the mitzvahs. That's what it means. V'chodesh, V'yerech ha'isonim, in the strong month. V'chag means Tishrei, it's called the strong month, not because the others were born then. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the others weren't born in Tishrei. But it means it's a strong month because of all the special mitzvahs we do in Tishrei. The Gemara though, the Idrach, it's a kasha according to Rabbi Elazar though, Nam Yaksir Bachoyd Ziv. I says Mashma, the son of the Yavas were born in Choyd Ziv, the second month, Iyur. So Mashma, at least you have to say it has to do with Nisan. And Gemara, who? The Ispe is the Yuel Ilani. It just means the trees look beautiful then. It doesn't mean they're beautiful out the Ovis. It means the trees look beautiful then. The Yomar of Yehuda, Yehuda said like this, Haiman did not fake the Yom Nisan. Somebody that goes out on the streets in the Yom Nisan, during Chodesh Nisan, the Chaz the Iloni, and he sees trees, they're Malav Levi, that are blossoming. Now the trees look beautiful in Nisan, they're starting to blossom. Yom is a special bracha to say, and you say, Baruch Shalai Chisa Mi'alom Eklum, that Baruch Hashem didn't leave over anything from his world. Uvora Boy Briyas Toivus, he created nice creatures. V'Ilonis Toivus, the nice trees. Lis Noyes Ben B'Nayodim, that people should enjoy it. So the kids are Chodesh Nisan, that's the time when everything looks beautiful, the trees look beautiful. So that's what it says, B'Chodesh Ziv, it doesn't mean, as the Ziyuna Shel Olam, that that's the month the Ovis were born. No, according to Rabbi Elazar, the Ovis were born in Tishrei. That's what the Pasuk says, Yuna here, it just means the world looks beautiful then. In Tishrei, all the trees look beautiful. Nothing more says, Man Diyama B'Nisan Oldu. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that holds that the Ovis were born in Nisan, you should know, the Nisan Mesu. He also holds they died in Nisan also. And Man Diyom, according to Rabbi Elazar, that the Tishrei Nodu, he holds the Ovis were born in Tishrei, is the Tishrei Mesu. He also says they died in Tishrei. Whereas both of them are moida that the Ovis were born on the same month the world was created. It's only a question on which month was the world created, and also the same month they were born, they also died. How do we know this? Shinem, what the Pasuk says, Vayomer Aleihem, Ben Meyav Yesvim Shana Licha Yoin. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael, you should know today, my last day, I'm 120 years old today. So, Shein Tamudoyim Hayoin. The Pasuk didn't have to say the word Hayoin. Oma Tamudoyim Hayoin. How come the Pasuk says the word Hayoin? It means to say that Hayoin Molu Yomayish Noisai. Today is the day that on my birthday. Today I finished 120 years. The land of to come to teach us, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yoishev Mamalish Noisayim Shal Tzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sits and fulfills the years of Tzadikim. Miyoyim L'yoyim Echodesh L'chodesh. That they die exactly like on the birthday. When the year finished, that's the day they die. So, Mela, since the Ovis were born either on Tishri or else on Nisan, Markadisle, who are then they also die at the same time, either in Nisan or in Tishri. Shinema, the Pasuk says, as Mispa Yemecha Male, that I'll fill the years of your life. By the end of Raisa said that the Pesach no the Yitzchak. They all hold that Yitzchak Gavina was born in Pesach. We know, and how do we know that he was born in Pesach? Because the Pasuk says when the Malach came to Sarah to tell Sarah you're going to have a child, it said, La Moyid Oshev Olecha, which means to say, the next Yom Tif I'll come back to you. In other words, there's a period of time between one Yom Tif and another Yom Tif, that's when you're going to have a give birth. So the Malach told Sarah, it was by one Yom Tif, and the Malach says you're going to become pregnant right away, and when it comes the next Yom Tif, you know you're going to have a child already. So what are we talking about now? Amos Koi, on what Yom Tif were the Malachim talking to Sarah? Elaim of the Pesach, if you want to say the Malachim were talking to Sarah on Pesach, or call Malay Batzeris, and they said you should know the next Yom Tif by Shavuos, that's when you're going to give birth. For the Gemara, is that true? B'chamish in Yom and Miko Yoldo, can somebody give birth after 50 days? Elo, we have to be talking about, you want to tell me maybe the Koi Batzeris. The Malach now, we're talking about Shavuos time. Or call Malay, and the Malach told Sarah you should know next Chodesh, next Yom Tif of Sukkis, the Tishrei, that's when you give birth. Freddy Murno, Akate Bechamisha Yarchi, Mikol Yalda, there's only 5 months in between Shavuos and Sukkis. So that can't be. In 5 months, you can't give birth to a Ben Shon Kayoma. Elder Gemara says, Dekoi Dechag. It has to be talking about now, the Malach came to Sarah during Sukkis. Or come along, and he told her, the Nisan, you should know the next Yom Tif, which is going to be Pesach, that's when you're going to have a child, which is 6 months later. Does Nisha give birth after 6 months? So, Lechuri has to have at least 7 months. So the Marin says, Tana was learned, Oysa Shona, that year, you should know Muberes Oysa. It was an extra month. So therefore, from Sukkis until Pesach, there was two Adars, therefore there were 7 months. So therefore it's good as possible to give birth after 7 months. But the Gemara says, Saif anyway, like he madle mar, yoyme tumma, when you take away the days of tumma. In other words, when the Malach came to Saras, brought down, that day she was pure Anida. She was Anida that day. So it gets she had away till 7 days at least, until she becomes Tor, and Mr. Madan, they had the Chum also to wait Zayin Nikiyim. So Mel Avram couldn't live with Sarah for a few days yet. So you don't have a complete 7 months? So Vaita, how could she give birth by Pesach? There's not 7 months involved. So Mamazutra, and Mazutra says like this, Afi Lulaman Diyama, Yodos Letisha and Yiladis Lumakutoyim, even according to the Man Diyama that holds, that if the wife gives birth after 9 months, it has to be a complete 9 months, you can't give birth after 8.5 months, that's called Lumakutoyim. You can't have a chopped up month. A half. You have to have complete 9 months. Although you should know, Yodos L'Shiva, when an Isha give birth after 7 months, then Taki Yodos L'Mekatoyim. Then we could say she'll give birth L'Mekatoyim, she'll go birth even a half. Now, as long as you have 6.5 months, she could also give birth. She never, the Pasuk says, Vayihi L'Tkufa Sayomim. It came Tkufa Sayomim, we darshan Mi Tkufa Shdayim, or Mi Yom Shnayim. That Kufas means at least two, and Yom means at least two. In other words, you don't have to have a complete 7 months, even have a little bit of it. 6 and a little bit, Anisha could give birth after 6 and a little bit days. So therefore, it's good by Sarah. The Malach came to her right after Sukkis, and she was pierced in need that you had to wait a little bit. But then by space of time, it was more than 6 months and a half. Therefore, it's possible to give birth after 6.5 months. So So that's when Yitzchak was born. Yitzchak was born Pesach time. But then the Brisa said, Yishnob Rosh Hashanah Nifka the Sarah Rochel v'Chana. And Rosh Hashanah was the time that Sarah, Rochel, and Chana was entered. That they were all Akoros, they couldn't give birth. And Akoros Baruch Hu listened to them on Rosh Hashanah. So the moment we know, and how do we know this? Omer Reb Lazer Lezer says, Asya Pkida Pkida. We learn out the word Pkida from Pkida. And Asya Schira Schira. Learn out the word Schira from Schira. Ksiv Baruch, it says by Rochel, by Yizkor Lakim Es Rochel. Akoros Baruch remembered Rochel. Oksiv B'Chana, it also says by Chana, by Yizkireyu Hashem. Akoros Baruch remembered Chana. So we're learning out now Chana from Rochel. Now the Asya Schira Schira Rosh Hashanah. It also says the word Schira by Rosh Hashanah. That teaches that both Chan and Rochel both remembered on Rosh Hashanah. The Pasuk says by Rosh Hashanah, Shabbosoin Zichroin Trua. So Mele Rosh Hashanah is called the Zichroin Trua, and it says the word by Yizkor, by Rochel, and by Chanah. That's how we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered them on Rosh Hashanah. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them their din, that this year now they'll be able to come pregnant. Then Vayta Pkida Pkida, we learn out the word Pkida from Pkida. Ksiv B'Chanah says by Chanah, Kipok Ad Hashem Ad Chanah. Hashem remembered Chana. Ochsiv b'sorah, it also says by Sorah Hashem pocket asorah. So maybe we learn out Sorah from Chana, and Chana we know already it says Chiru by Chana, and it says Chiru by Rosh Hashanah, so we know Chana was remembered on Rosh Hashanah, who was in Sorah was also remembered on Rosh Hashanah. But then it says, Rosh Hashanah Yotza Yosef Beit Asurim. And Rosh Hashanah, that's the month that Yosef left the Beit Asurim. We know, and how do we know this? Yosef, the Pasuk says, Tikul b'chodesh shofar. Lo the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the yoin chagenu ki choyk li Yisrael hu. The end of the pasuk says.